Usually, education stories start with a classroom full of kids. Well, today, we're going to do something a little different and bring you a classroom full of parents.
I want
to learn
English.
Yes, I want
to learn English.
All of these parents have limited English. They're refugees, asylum seekers, and recent immigrants who have settled in the East Bay. And these classes they're in are part of a greater educational trend, taking on the needs of some parents in order to help their children succeed in school, too. KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma is here to say more. And just a note, some people in the story are being identified by their first names only in order to protect their privacy.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Why are you way over there?
In a sun-filled classroom at Oakland International High School, four women, most of them wearing hijabs, cluster around a whiteboard, gripping fly swatters in their hands.
Hat!
They're playing a word match game. When the teacher calls out a word, the women have to locate it on the board and thwack it with the swatter. This is a free English language class offered by the nonprofit Refugee Transitions. Parents and relatives of kids in the Oakland Unified School District can sign up first.
One, two, three. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away.
The adult students in this class come from countries like Burma, Peru, Yemen, and China. Some have college degrees, and some never went to school. But they're all eager to learn, mostly for this reason.
I need to speak English for help my kids to make their homework. So I need to learn more English.
That's Francisca. She came to the U.S. from Guatemala and speaks Spanish and Mam, an indigenous Mayan language. Her kids attend Oakland schools, and she's cradling a baby in her arms. She's here to get involved in her kids' education. And Refugee Transitions built its curriculum around this desire.
So we teach them like, okay, what do you do when you call in for an absent for your child? You have to call it in, so they have to be able to express that in English.
That's Aisha Peñalosa. She's the teacher here.
And then also the big thing is parent-teacher conference.
Parent Francisca says at parent-teacher conferences, she now knows what questions to ask, like
how their behavior and what we can do it for them at home.
This idea that helping parents helps kids might seem like a no-brainer. Well, now there's evidence to back it up. In a report published this year, the Migration Policy Institute found that children of refugees do better academically when they are in an English-speaking family. Parents with lower language proficiency have a harder time finding stable jobs, getting health care. But they also struggle in advocating for their children and navigating institutions like schools.
Red. Orange. Yellow.
In a portable trailer at Franklin Elementary School, young mothers gather to learn the colors of the rainbow. This class is geared towards parents of little ones, which means that there's about 20 babies in the classroom and a hired babysitter to look after them.
So remember, we want to sing to our children. We want to talk to our children in Farsi, in Chinese, in English, in Arabic.
An added benefit of these classes is their ripple effect in the community. Mishkan is from Afghanistan. She used to be a student in this class, and now she works here.
Now I'm a helper with the other Afghan woman,
translating for other students. Mishkan brings her little boy to school, a kid with a big toothy smile and a Spider-Man sweatshirt. With a little nudging, he launches into the alphabet. Mishkan's fluent enough to be able to help her son learn English, but that's not everyone's experience. Another woman, Garam, comes every week to support her mother and sister-in-law. She's 21, and like many immigrant kids, she grew up as a translator.
And I still do everything for them until this day. Going to the hospital, going to the store, doing their bank accounts.
When Garam moved here at age 8 from Yemen, Her parents cared deeply about her education, but couldn't really help her directly because of the language barrier. Classes like this let parents participate in their children's education in ways Grams weren't able to.
I wish there are more classes because a lot of people, especially those who just come from Yemen and try to learn English, they go almost literally everywhere in Oakland. They walk school by school just to find a class like this.
Many eager parents try to take these classes, but the group putting them on, Refugee Transitions, doesn't have enough resources to meet the high demand. There's a long waiting list. The Oakland Unified School District offers ESL family literacy courses too, but adult education programming took a big cut during the budget cuts after 2008, and the district had to scale back. Before, family literacy classes were offered in 26 schools. Today, it's 6. And the need is not just in Oakland. In the US, 8 million immigrants are parents of young children. And these parents are more likely to live in poverty. So while classes like this are here to teach people English, they can also help people get a better job and access services, as well as helping their kids in school. Garam says every day she gets a phone call from someone in her community asking about these classes.
Even my own sister, she just got a new baby. She wants to teach him everything the right way.
While I'm talking to Garam, I see something out of the corner of my eye. One small example of how these classes can impact the whole family. A middle school student wanders over from the nearby yard. He's just tall enough to peep inside the window, trying to get a glimpse of his mom at work at her desk before he heads off to class to do the same. In Oakland, I'm Hannah Kingsley Ma for Cross Currents.